whether he'd be cool and cordial with Jim Harbaugh if they bumped into each other.
Pretty sure that's not happening.
Also got into the stakes at Ohio State, the pressure on Ryan Day in the new look Big Ten as well. So that's coming away again in about 20 minutes here. Actually, closer to 15 minutes here. But so we're talking about the vibes being down for the Browns specifically. And John Stevens had something, because again, I thought this all germinated because Ken made a point about that it's a weird time right now to be a Cleveland sports fan, because all three teams are good, and yet there is a loud, whether it's minority or majority, of fans who are not content. And John chimed in on this and said the vibes are down in Cleveland because all three teams are good, but their issues are plain obvious and painful. Cavs don't know if our big four can work together. Browns, no clue if Deshaun can be QB1, and Guardians refuse to help bring in free agents, trades, or from AAA. And I understand that that is a perspective to have. I just don't know why it's the prevailing thing on all three teams. Like, because all three things are real questions we have about the teams. I could also say the Guardians added three players at the deadline, one of whom has already come up in a pretty significant way, Matthew Boyd. Lane Thomas has played. He actually has gotten a few hits, although he has not been great. So they did make moves regardless of whether they worked out or not. The Cavs were in the second round of the playoffs and got beat by the eventual NBA champions, and the Browns are coming off a playoff run. So, like, Like, this is what we've all dreamed of. There were so many times, and I'll be honest with you. One, I'm going to go back to, I think it is a vocal minority who are vibes down. I also think there's a section of fans who we usually hear from who, specific to the Browns, are just not engaging. And I don't mean not engaging with us. I mean not engaging about the team. So, for the Browns specifically, I think it's no vibes or vibes down for some fans. But, like, overall, I also just think it's kind of where we are overall. I think we're in a precarious situation going into an election cycle. I think social media has only sucked the soul and the fun out of talking sports. And like, this is, we've gotten to a point where talking sports is like political talk. There's no difference. In politics, everything's about winning or losing instead of ideas or hope and progress. It's just, oh no, everybody agrees it's bad, but nobody can agree why it's bad. And we just care if we win or if we lose, not necessarily if the right person gets elected. In sports talk, it is everything's personal. You know what? Earlier today, you said they're not going to carry four quarterbacks. You're an idiot. Or you just have a different opinion. No. I was talking. No, that was not me saying that. No. I promise you, vibes are up here.
I mean, I'm sitting here.
I didn't literally
you
call you an idiot.
Right at me with some salt and vinnies and called me an idiot.
I did hit you with a salt and vinnies, but that's just because I'm passionate right now. No, I wasn't literally calling you an idiot. I'm saying that's like on something as benign.
Can we try it again?
All right. How did I get into this?
I don't either. I don't know.
No, I got this. I'm bringing it back. And so, you know, with the Browns earlier today, we're talking about carrying four quarterbacks. And you said, you know, it's a benign thing here. And you had an opinion on it. You said we're not going to carry four quarterbacks.
No,
and you're an idiot.
Stupid. Well, you're an idiot.
See, but that's what it is. It's not just I disagree with you and I don't think that's what's going to happen. It is, I do think, like, the discourse, you don't get this at the park.
Go back
by
to
the
Louisville.
Way. Louisville. When you go to the park,
Louisville.
It's not like that. When you're with your best friends, it's not like that. But for some reason, even dude, I'm saying like even like tailgating situations, the vibe's just different. And I just again, I have had a massive perspective shift in my 30s where for the first 30 years of my life, I didn't know how to manage dread and I didn't know how to manage anxiety. And I wasted a lot of my time and too much of my life, especially when my babies were young, especially in the last you know, couple of years of people whom I love's life. And by the way, life was contributing to that dread and that anxiety. But like, okay, this is a simple, you know what this is comparative to? Well, we're all going to die. We're all going to die one day. So
man,
what does any
so
of this
negative
matter?
Here.
Okay. Versus, I still have half a life to go and I have a beautiful family.
Oh,
and
you
I
mean
have,
like glass half full, glass half empty?
I think that's 100% what it is. And I also think, like, there's one more way that we can talk about the vibes with this. And I think it's just the bar has changed. I think, and again, I think these are all silos in Cleveland. Because I think there's a lot of people out there like me. I think there are people who are cautiously optimistic that the Guardians can still win a World Series.
I'm glad you clarified that because you said there's a lot of people out there like you. I think you're one of a kind.
There's a lot of... We have obesity's real in Ohio, too. There's some of us out there as well.
I wasn't talking about that.
Like, I had to breathe.
I saw it in your Salt and Vinny's. But, no, I mean, I am cautiously optimistic the Guardians have a real chance to win a World Series. I kind of...
How about you win a series before you start talking about the World Series?
I mean, they did win a series 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm talking about, like, tonight. Or like in the regular
season.
Yeah,
we could do that. Well, but my point is, like, I don't think anything's changed with the Guardians' chances of winning the World Series. I actually think they might have gotten better because you might actually have found a stabilized rotation. And with the Cavs, like, I don't know the Cavs are going to win the championship as constructed, but do I think they're going to, the ass is going to fall out of those jeans and they're just going to have an awful season? No. I think the floor is pretty high with the Cavs. And I think with the Browns, like, man, the Deshaun thing, it's rough. And it's rough because, quite frankly, it's not just this season that's uncertain. It's the previous two and maybe the next two. But this is the high watermark of Browns football since I was in the single digits. So while every concern that we can have is true, I don't know how we're not living high off the friggin' hog here. Like, I'm so excited to see how this season plays out for the Guardians, even if, as you pointed out, I'm a little scared about the rest of this series because I don't want to have to panic in the next two games. But I think we're on the precipice of one of the great runs in Cleveland history where coming off the last year, if the Guardians make this the playoffs, well, the Browns...
Playoffs!
The Browns were there in January. The Cavs were there in April. And I think early May. And then the Guardians would be there in October. Like, we always used to joke, man, there's always... And it was the Browns. Why can't we have that third team that's good? Or if we were lucky, one team was good at a time. I think we're sitting pretty. And by the way, all three teams, you can make a claim, have some chance to make a run. I'm least sold that the Cavs are going to win a championship as with this thing over the next 5 years. But the NBA is wide open. I probably would put the Browns next because I just don't know with Deshaun. And I can't imagine. I think you're going to win a bunch of games. I think you're going to be really competitive, even if Deshaun isn't healthy. But for them to win a Super Bowl, I think Deshaun has to be great. I can't call it. But again, he's still on the roster. They've still won a bunch of games. Made the playoffs, you got a chance. And then in baseball... Anybody making the playoffs has a legitimate chance to go to the World Series and win it, like we saw with Texas and Arizona last year. So any previous time you and I've talked, or any of us in the last 13 years have talked about, I think all three of these teams have a chance to win a championship in the next 3 years. Most of the time, it's been the glaucoma medication talking. I think this is legitimate. I think we're more negative on the situation in Cleveland on all three teams than the national media is. And again, I'm speaking in generalities. I'm not trying to speak for everybody. But that vocal minority is as loud as I've ever heard it. So I don't think vibes should be down. My vibes are not down. And I guarantee you that maybe we're just hearing more from one select group because I think a lot of people are just in wait and see. And guys, wait and see. You don't tend to... There's not a real call to arms and call to action and wait and see. But I do think that that vocal minority, which has always been there and always will be there, with the Browns, I don't think it's ever been more substantial. And that's just, I can't get there. I can't get my head there in that state of constant negativity when I think everything is about as pie in the sky as it's going to get in sports.
216-474-0092. Urban Meyer was on with us earlier in the show, Nick.
He was?
Yeah, he was great. He was very nice to me.
Is that the only reason you remember it?
I thought it was hilarious, though. Sometimes when we have like people on that I know, and like personally, they'll like respond to me and they'll say, "Dustin, you know this," or whatever. And it's very nice that they do that, but like, kind of ignored you. Sorry. And you Urban had some Meyer. Fantastic questions.
Urban Meyer's going to ignore me next on 92.3 The Fan.